This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is on his way back from a Mideast tour. He says the United States will remain engaged in the Mideast. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has a report.
At the end of his trip to the Middle East, President Biden spoke at a summit of Gulf leaders, as well as rulers from Iraq, Egypt, and Jordan.
Let me state clearly that the United States is going to remain an active, engaged partner in the Middle East.
And he said he's clear-eyed about challenges in the region.
We will not walk away and leave a vacuum to be filled by China, Russia, or Iran. We'll seek to build on this moment with active, principled American leadership.
During the summit, the president outlined the principles of his strategy for the Middle East, focusing on regional cooperation to stand up to threats. I'm Shelley Adler.
Sri Lanka's parliament met Saturday to begin the process of electing a new president, and a shipment of fuel arrived to provide some relief to the crisis-hit nation. On Tuesday, the legislature is expected to take nominations for the presidency, and a vote is set to take place on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Sri Lanka's ousted president Gotabaya Rajapaksa says in his resignation letter that he took all possible steps to avert the economic crisis that has engulfed the island nation. He said Sri Lanka's financial crisis was rooted in years of economic mismanagement that predated his presidency and in the COVID-19 pandemic that drastically reduced Sri Lanka's tourist trade. His departure came after hundreds of thousands of anti-government protesters filled the streets of the capital, Colombo, and occupied his official residence and offices. After he resigned Thursday, they vacated the buildings in triumph. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives Committee investigating the January 6th assault on the Capitol building of 2021 said late Friday night it had subpoenaed the Secret Service over questions surrounding missing text messages from the days surrounding the riot last year. The Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security told Congress earlier this week that his office has had difficulties obtaining records of text messages from the Secret Service from the dates of January 5th and 6th, 2021. The Secret Service is the law enforcement agency that protects the president. The messages could be important to the investigations into whether Donald Trump and his close advisors encouraged the deadly insurrection on January 6th of 2021. Supporters of the former president broke into the Capitol building in an effort to prevent the certification of Joe Biden as winner of the November 2020 presidential election. Ukraine says the latest target of Russian missiles is a city in the country's southeast. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
This time, Ukrainian officials say the cruise missiles were fired from Russian strategic bombers over the Caspian Sea. They hit a factory in Dnipro on the Dnieper River. Four missiles were intercepted. Airstrikes also were reported in Kremenchuk, another city along the Dnieper, south of Kyiv. Earlier in the day, the southern city of Mykolaiv was the target. Firefighters dousing smoking wreckage after at least 10 explosions. President Vladimir Zelensky says universities were hit, along with the shipbuilding institute. He says since launching its invasion, Russia has struck more than 2,000 educational institutions, from kindergartens to universities. I'm Ben Thomas.
The British government held an emergency response meeting Saturday to plan for record high temperatures after authorities issued their first ever red warning for extreme heat early next week. The alert covers parts of England on Monday and Tuesday when temperatures may reach 40 degrees Celsius, that's 104 Fahrenheit, for the first time, posing a risk of serious illness and even death among healthy people, according to the UK Met Office. On Friday, London Mayor Sadiq Khan.
This year, for the first time, we've issued a severe weather emergency response in summer. Normally, we do this in winter when it gets really cold and it's dangerous for people to be sleeping out in the cold weathers. What we've done this year, working with excellent councils and charities, is issued a severe weather emergency response now.
Khan said that help would be provided to the city's homeless, who are expected to be among the most vulnerable in the heat. And once again, President Biden is on the way back from a Mideast tour. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.